Blog Talk Radio.
So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around, I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga come, she like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got dinner though. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Take your shoes off, but don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian marble. They on that bad vest. Too much pork around it. Shorty ass fat. You gotta walk around. Big body got 10 of those. Cause cribs, that's egg ho. Nine piece, that's dinner roll. Wild freaks, that's standard bow. 100 on my shine. You don't like it, fine. Got your bitch tiptoeing like Gregory Hines. Passing out with that needle. You ain't seen him, seen him. She asked for not being beat. You green and nigga, you eat it. These calling niggas all in my dick. French cuts all in my wrist. 100 rounds all in my hip. 200 grand all in my whip.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Went work. Got the kitchen stinking. We call her undercover, a pig in a blanket. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. Shoot you in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Stunting on them bitches like Birdman. Rolling weed and white sheep, Ku Klux Klan. Put it on the scale, watch it do numb. Playing with them keys like Stevie Wonder. All my hoes pretty. All my niggas crazy. We sell that white, sell that brown. Call that rice and gravy. Call me Tunchi Lee. I don't call me at all. Man, fuck all you niggas. Pause.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Okay. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Yeah. Big body, I got 10 of those. Yeah. Listen, work it, smelling like they general.
Your best answer. Cup filled with pink. I'm supporting breast cancer. I might do that walk for the 5K. I get paid every time I leave my driveway. Got your girl tiptoeing on my marble floors. Sitting by the pool, jumping off the diving board. Getting to the money. I'ma need a money counter. So many acres, my neighbors stay in another county. Damn. Versace loafers. All you talking shit, nigga, holotosis. Ghosts. I pulled up in that bell thing. Got a snail chain on top, snail chain on top, snail chain on top, snail chain. God dang.
Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Yo, 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 welcome. It's March the 13th, 2013, right here on Wrestling It Factor, your source for pro wrestling and discussion with pop culture. Yeah, what up, y'all? Yeah, this is Hype, a.k.a. Wayne Benitez, along with Tommy Lee, a.k.a. Tommy Two Tips.
Hey.
Yeah, what up?
Oh, nothing. Oh, a lot of stuff that's going on. The Catholic Church had a new pope and everything.
Yeah.
Talking the world.
Pope Francis the First from Argentina.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, they've been talking about on the news all day long.
Yeah.
The pope and all that. But, you know, here we talk about wrestling. And... Yeah. Wrestling is what we crave.
There's
no disrespect to the Pope or anything like that, you know.
Right.
You know, we're not above Jesus or anything like that. But we do talk about wrestling here.
Yeah. And, like, we forgot about the ratings. The Raw rating was down to a 3.3 from previous week from a 3.5. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing, the ratings did shot back up a little while for the main event.
Yeah.
You know, CM Punk against Kane. But overall, the ratings were still down.
Yeah, at least no Cena at all. That's good for me.
Yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah, and once again with Bret Hart. What I'm saying to Bret Hart.
He's the best there is, the best was, the best ever will be. When you talk about wrestling, you got to talk about Bret Hart. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, it was like three hours and 11 minutes or whatever, 15 minutes is too damn long for anyone each week, along with the other so-called WWE shows. It's burning them out. At the WrestleMania, there could be some deep doo-doo that they might not be coming back, some of these fans.
Yeah, there's a big possibility that could happen. But I think maybe if they change the product a little bit, which, you know, they were trying to, you know, change the product from, you know, get a little bit more edgier, it won't be so bad.
Exactly.
Still doing the same PG-13 thing. And still, I mean, I still will watch it because it's wrestling, you know. I know,
right.
I'll keep on watching it, but it always could be better.
Yeah, exactly.
I am but one thing I like about Raw, even though ratings, you know, weren't good, but one of the things I did like was Paul Heyman. I am a Paul Heyman mark. When he comes out, I just go crazy because what he's done for the business, I mean,
right.
ECW, he's back in the WCW, you know, or coming up in WCW as a manager, the man is a genius. I mean, he knows wrestling. He breathes wrestling. He has good knowledge of mixed MMA, mixed martial arts.
Exactly.
He's just an all-around intelligent guy. If he ever will get his own company again, and he
I'm for that. Believe that.
It will be
even
better.
Though we have
Extreme
Rise and a House of Hardcore and Ring of Honor, you know, sort of like stepping stones from ECW. Like, yeah.
Yeah. But I do miss the original ECW. I mean, WWE ECW was not hardcore, not by a long
shot. Oh, no. Vince bastardized the shit.
Yeah. I tell you, though, Heyman, the guy knows how to promote his wrestlers. He knows how to, you know, to get a crowd over. I mean, he gets a crowd involved with everything, gets his wrestlers over.
Right.
I mean, he breathes wrestling just like we do here. He breathes it. He lives
it.
And
yeah,
all
that.
Yeah. And wasn't he?
24/7.
Yep. And didn't he have a faction in WCW, he had a faction, the Dangerous Alliance or something like that?
You talking about in the WCW days?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
It was Rick Rude was part of it, Medusa, and I can't remember the other wrestlers that were involved.
I think, was it Bobby Eaton at once?
Yeah, probably was Bobby. It was Bobby Eaton. And he managed the Samoan SWAT team, but only the Paul of the Dangerous Alliance. I mean, there have been so many factions in wrestling over the years.
Exactly.
And I'm going to...
You can go ahead, yeah.
And, you know, of course, my favorite faction, I was going to the Four Horsemen because I am a Ric Flair fan. He's my favorite wrestler of all time. And it's Steve Austin.
Oh, that was the shit right there in the 80s. The original Horsemen, Ole Anderson, Arn Anderson, Tully, Flair.
Yep. And then manager, J.J. Dillon.
Yeah, exactly. No, they did it the cheap way, beat downs, and they talk the talk and they can walk it.
Yeah, they lived their gimmicks. They actually lived it. They lived the lifestyle.
They lived it, yeah.
That was 100% shoot. You know, it was definitely legit. What other factions come to mind that she could think of?
Yeah, even Tully and Rick had cocaine also on top of that with the alcohol and stuff.
Yeah, they did. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's been the Four Horsemen, been, you know, it's DX that made an impact for factions.
Right. Of course, the NWO, yes. They made a huge
impact.
With Hogan's Hill Turn, I actually marked it out for that.
Oh, I did too.
Yo,
I'm the biggest Hulk Hogan fan.
Just stick it, brother.
Yeah. The people throwing trash in the ring like they were doing the TNA pay-per-view this past Sunday. They were throwing trash and all that.
Oh, that was beautiful. Since the TNA needed two plants to start it off.
Yep. And it's amazing how TNA got Bobby Roode signed.
Yeah, it was actually, we didn't bring that up yesterday. It was a last-minute decision before the pay-per-view aired. But it was actually Bruce Prichard got real heated, got a lot of heat from that, forgetting about his expiration date and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they lost him, that would have been a major blow to their talent.
And our fans will definitely be more upset because I'm a Bobby Roode fan. I like him. He's a good wrestler, all-around wrestler.
The exact world of professional wrestling. Segway to the show.
What was going to happen on TNA tomorrow night? That's going to be the fallout. Because I'm on TNA. We're on ImpactWrestling.com.
Yeah, Shot Town live.
Yeah. It's going to be in Chicago, right? I think. Chicago?
Right. Yep. We're going to looking forward to that in the Sears Building Center. Since the last Battle for Glory pay-per-view in 2008. That did good attendance.
So how was lockdown this past Sunday? What was the attendance of that? You hear anything about attendance?
Well, lockdown, 6,700 fans. They did a good camera shot also. Yeah, but take it what it's worth. It's TNA, Dixie. She don't get the work. She don't want to cater. She don't get it that she needs the casual wrestling fans that put money in companies and pay-per-view. They need those because those are the ones that are looking for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, you know, they're coming off of hard work or whatever. They want to distance themselves from life and into trying to watch wrestling. They want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Get away from the stressful things in life. So, I mean, she don't understand that pays the bills right there.
That's true. And, you know, she's on social media, you know, and the internet.
Yeah, Twitter.
And
that's not drawing your fan base, believe you know.
Now, the social media thing, I'm on it a lot. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. But this tout thing, I cannot get into.
I was so pissed off about when they were saying, what was it? Some black girl said, my favorite memory of Paul Bearer was when he was when Edge kidnapped him and Kane was chasing him. And he said, bitch, that's one of your favorite moments? That's a comedy skit. That's cartoonish. Come on.
Yeah. Dude.
Come on. It's supposed to be the debut of Paul Bearer in 91. Was my favorite moment on the Brother Love show. When he also turned on The Undertaker to help Mankind. That was good right there.
Yes, that was good. And I like, you know, Hell in a Cell. First ever Hell in a Cell, HBK and Undertaker. Paul Bearer came down with Kane, and that's when Kane was first introduced. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's when Hell in a Cell used to be good.
Oh, that was good also.
Now my favorite promo or interview of Paul Bearer was, they showed him a little bit when he first came in. He was in Brother Love. It was Brother Love. And Brother Love was talking to Undertaker and Paul Bearer and everything.
Right.
That was comical. I love you. I used to watch, once in a while, I used to probably watch WWF, when it was WWF
right.
back then. Just for Brother Love.
I was going crazy, even with the church music.
Yes.
And I can't believe that prick, and later on is Bruce Prichard, the talent relations of TNA and the head of creative.
And a guy doesn't like women wrestling on the X Division.
Exactly. He need to be demoted. He's a WWE guy, and he's out of touch with the business. They should have gave it to Al Snow.
Yeah, I would like to see Al Snow. That would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
Al Snow definitely knows the business. He's definitely in touch.
Exactly.
Because that
way more down to earth.
Yes. And if he also had his way, the gut check between the two women wrestlers.
Right.
You know, Evil Les would have been, I'm probably saying her name a little bit wrong, but she was the mixed martial arts fighter. The fans.
Right, she did
her.
Something. I think it's like an indie MMA group. But I think you might not see the last of her in TNA.
I hope not, because that's a straight-up rap
one. You never know. It might be a female Aces of Eight.
Yeah.
And she might be the woman of the Aces of Eight. Another way of maybe attacking women like Tara or Velvet Sky.
I wouldn't mind seeing ODB as a member of Aces of Eight. She would turn on Eric Young and join Aces of Eight. Well,
right.
On the internet, they think maybe Chrissy Hemme.
See Leva Bates. And she was original. Remember Ace of Eight, that episode when Ace of Eight kidnapped Sting and Hogan, and she sprayed the mace in her face.
Mm-hmm.
I actually marked it out for that.
Yeah, that was good television.
Yeah. Even, you know, she's a student, a graduate of the Team 3D school.
What's a Team 3D school? In Florida or is it in New York?
Right in Florida,
New York.
Yeah. In Florida.
Florida, okay.
Yeah. They also produce Camacho, that's in WWE now, Haku's son, Donnie.
Oh, that I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
See, you know your stuff, which is good.
Right.
And let's change the subject just a little bit. Ring of Honor. I mean, they had CM Punk came from there, Daniel Bryan came from there, a lot of other wrestlers came from there.
Tyler Black, now Seth Rollins, came from there.
Yep. Producing wrestlers, because, you know, they're about wrestling. They don't call themselves entertainers or entertainment. They call themselves wrestling.
Right.
You know, which...
And Cesaro was there as Claudio Castagnoli. You got to don't forget him.
Yep. He came from there. And I think they had pretty much, I would say, the best heavyweight champion in Kevin Steen right now.
Yeah, he is over, yeah.
I mean, one thing I like about him, he's a common guy. You know, he's not
right.
He doesn't. You could tell he doesn't do steroids. You know, just by his
of
body.
Of course,
shape.
He's he don't have no six pack. It doesn't mean in wrestling you gotta have a six pack or jacked up on steroids or look like a sculpture. It doesn't matter on size or body. For example, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, Abdullah the Butcher.
Right.
Well, that, you know, Samoa Joe.
Right, but they still somehow, people still making fat jokes about Samoa Joe because he picked up more weight. I know that he was smaller than that 6 years ago. But,
yeah,
you know, with that genetics of Samoans, so.
I mean, Kenneth Steen, I mean, his promos are even good.
Promos. Off the charts, but Bully Ray, I think he gonna be he could win Hell of the Year for 2013.
Yeah, for that heel turn and the way he did it.
He best of doing heel. You can see that ECW in his promos. He gets the fans pissed off and ready to want blood from him.
Even when he did his stuttering gimmick, when he used to look, and he used to stutter when he talked or anything,
he still got
fans angry.
Even said it. I still remember that Heatwave 99. Your daughter, you gonna teach your daughter how to suck dick just like you. that was actually crazy.
Yeah. What do you think they're gonna do with Caitlyn? How long is Caitlyn gonna hold on to the Divas title?
I guess until she probably feud with Layla L. I think it's she has blonde hair all of a sudden, and I think that somehow she's going to make a heel turn soon.
Yeah, I hear that. I see it happening too.
And I'm not impressed with Caitlyn.
I never heard her do a good interview, a good promo.
Yeah, she came from a model. She came from a model agency, and they rushed her on TV with less training. They did like a David Otunga.
So speaking of Otunga, I'm on social media, and I was on WWE's YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And he did a little video of Halle Berry, Kane, and David Otunga. I had to.
They doing the movie, The Call. Yeah, he's in the movie also, David Otunga. I wonder what his role in the movie, I guess, being a lawyer. Wow.
I guess it's probably why Vince McMahon still wants to go Hollywood because he. You see, The Miz is in the Marine 3, correct? If I'm not mistaken, The Miz is in there.
Yeah, they claim it's serious, though. They claim that this one is better than the first one and the second one. Hey, it didn't do Ted DiBiase Jr. That good.
What happened to Ted DiBiase?
Buried. I think he did. This week on, was it a main event or a dog match?
Oh.
One of the shows, I think it was a dog match just to put over, what's that dude that was in the Nexus? Barry Windham's son.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he's doing his Waylon Mercy new gimmick. Sort of like Waylon Mercy.
So Waylon Mercy was a gimmick that was kind of like a demented Forrest Gump or something like that.
It was sort of like a Robert De Niro type of character.
Oh, yeah.
Careful, careful. Oh, I like that. I like that gimmick right there.
Yeah, I remember a little bit of it.
Danny Spivey, and all of a sudden he disappeared.
Mm-hmm. So, are you going to announce any more Hall of Fame people, or that's it?
I think there's room for. I think that's it, or unless they're going to give more people more time to talk this time. Or maybe they can fit one more in there. It was rumors of Paul Bearer being in it since he passed. Since they don't have nobody deceased in it for this this year.
Yeah, last year they had LOD, and they were cool. And the year before that, they had I forgot who else they had. It was deceased. But I've been to the Hall of Fame, you know, the last 3 years, and I look forward to it every year because the wrestlers are not really phony. They're actually telling their stories and everything, how much they love it. They're real. I like to hear the Hall of Fame speech in their entirety. I don't like when they cut it short, but they have to do what they have to do.
I just don't like the ones that don't know the history of these guys that's at the Hall of Fame. And is not giving them no respect at all. That's what pissing me off right there.
Good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. I'm pretty sure people don't know the history of Bruno Sammartino.
Right. It should be a certain age limit there for the Hawks. Hall of Fame, maybe the 18 to 30 and over.
In 1 year, I think about maybe 2008, Antonio Inoki went in, you know, in the Hall of Fame. Not too many people heard of him. And he's one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. He has one of the biggest promotions in the world, New Japan Pro.
Wow.
And he wrestled Muhammad Ali. He fought Muhammad Ali during the 70s in a boxer wrestler match. You know, boxer versus wrestler.
I remember that. I've seen it on classes on the main.
I think it was during the mid 70s, and that was pretty big back then.
Yes, it was. And I see Bruno gonna get the biggest pop of all the inductees.
Yeah. He definitely will. I know we'll be down strong.
Oh shit! Yeah, we running out of time. One more minute left.
Oh, but I'm gonna say a couple things real quick. TNA tomorrow night is going to be good. It's going to be live. I'm very interested to see what how Hogan's going to respond and how the Ace and Ace going to respond to Hogan.
Right. Make sure y'all motherfuckers watch Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, that Impact Wrestling is a must-see TV tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And once again, it's a pleasure talking with you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And fans, wrestling fans, we see you next time on Wrestling It Factor. So long, everybody.
So long.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, me up from now, uh-huh, uh-huh.
had a young chick from the hood, Southside. Pops never let her outside. Nigga knew the type of shit she was up against. Little did he know the shit was gonna backfire. Then she act quiet, got baptized, sang in the choir. But the thing she desired was a older nigga show her how to be a freak. The young girl's in the heat, it's deep. She sneaking out off the leash on the streets at night when the freaks is out. Butterfly tat on her back that she tried to hide until her father found a secret out. Now he flipping out, he kicked out. She living on her own and it's vicious out. Years go by, now I got her in my room and I'm thinking of the best way to kick out. It's cold. 'Cause I'm-